Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people them, no? Uh-huh.
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get'em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just getting us ready for the boot camp. Welcome to God in the Midst Get'em Radio's Thursday night edition. And we are in boot camp season. Hallelujah. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We love you. We adore you, Lord God. You are the Holy One. You are the Glorious One. You are the true and living one. Hallelujah. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Thank you for that, Lord God. And we thank you for your word that says, if two or more are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst. And so we thank you, Lord, for being in the midst today, Lord God. Hallelujah. It's nothing like your presence, nothing like you being in the midst. Thank you for it, Lord God. We don't take it for granted. We give you praise and glory and honor. And now, Lord God, we say, move by your spirit today. You're doing something with these boot camps. Hallelujah. And we thank you for doing it here on God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio. We thank you so much for it, Lord God. We lift up our facilitator today, Pastor Helen Price. Hallelujah. I know she's an apostle as well, but usually what comes out of my mouth is Pastor Helen Price. We thank you, Lord God, for Apostle Helen Price. Hallelujah. Fivefold being here tonight, Lord God, moving in any of those, that fivefold ministry, any one of them that you want to move in, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, any way you want to move tonight, Lord God, in the fivefold, we thank you for doing it, Lord God. And then we just thank you for just strengthening her with might in the inner man by your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And that all that you want done tonight shall be done for your glory, your honor, and your praise. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So good to see all of you here tonight. Amen. As we get started, as I said before, this is boot camp season. Hallelujah. So on Thursdays, on our Thursday edition of Get 'em Radio, is our boot camp season. We started last month with Evangelism Boot Camp, and you can go into our podcast. We have over 1,500 podcasts, and so you can check out the Evangelism Boot Camp as well, and all of these boot camps that are going to happen. And you, the way you can do that is to Google Get 'em Radio or any search engine, put in Get 'em Radio, G-I-T-M Radio, and you, if you put boot camp there, they'll pop up as well. Hallelujah. So, amen. So check that out. Now, this month is a spiritual warfare boot camp. Every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And in case you're online, you can always contact us or connect with us on our broadcast, 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. Hallelujah. And so this month on Thursday, we're going to have our wonderful speaker, and she's going to be on in just a few moments, Pastor Helen Price, hallelujah, with Spiritual Warfare Boot Camp. And then next month, every Thursday, still 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to have a healing boot camp, hallelujah. And then in November, we're going to take a little boot camp break and celebrate, hallelujah, the God in the Midst, Get 'em Radio's 11th anniversary. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. And then we'll come back with another boot camp month, and that will be prophetic boot camp. Hallelujah. The Lord was just downloading some things to me about that today. Hallelujah. But the boot camp, the healing boot camp in October, that's going to be Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey. And then for the boot camp in December, that's going to be the prophetic boot camp is going to be Reverend Bill and Kim Osborne, hallelujah, and I'm going to step in there a little bit as well, hallelujah. And so, well, I'm going to kind of step in a little bit with everybody, but praise God. So please mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and so you can get with all of these boot camps that we're doing. Now, since I'm making announcements, let me just tell you the other, what else is going on in our Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. On Sundays, we have our the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. And I was laughing today because the man who is over Fox TV, or that whole network, everything that they do, the whole conglomeration, he just, he didn't really step down, but he has been over that, and he is 92 years old. And I was like, look at our pastor mom. She's Psalm 91. Hallelujah. She's right in there. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So anyway, Sunday, Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kinsey, the apostolic pastor. This Sunday, we have a special guest, the Memphis Covenant Faith Church. Hallelujah. With Pastor Helen Price. Amen. Minister Joy, Minister Amber, on this Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern, and that's September the 24th. Hallelujah. Then on Mondays, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures, because she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God for those treasures as she digs into the Word of God as well. Amen. So every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. Tuesdays, that's our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesdays, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. And we have volunteers who volunteer to pray in tongues for 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. And we get to hear from God. He's revealing his secrets to us. He's telling us these things for us and for generations to come. So join us. Amen. Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, we have, and the next second Wednesday will be October 11th, we have our prophetic healing with Elder Philip Harkey and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. And that will be October 11th. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Please tell your family, your friends, your loved ones about this, those who are in need of a healing, because healing happens by the Spirit of the Lord. The miracles happen. Hallelujah. Amen. And then on the fourth Wednesday of the month, that is what we have the newest of the Get 'Em Radio broadcast is Anointed Pandemic Babies. And the Lord's been talking to us about these babies. Oh, my goodness. The more, Lord Jesus, the more he talks about this, I'm going to have to do something for a moment. This broadcast says it's about to end in 90 seconds. Oh, my God. It's not going to end in 90 seconds, but I'm going to have to do something quickly. In the name of Jesus, pray with me. I was putting things together quickly, and something has happened here. And maybe if I can get to it within the next few seconds, I can change something. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Abasha Talalabasha, Lord God Almighty, Jesus, Jesus. Okay, Lord. All these years, we haven't done this before. 10 seconds. Okay. In Jesus' name. Okay, I can't seem to get to it, to change it. So, hallelujah. Amen. It's not going to stop in 10 seconds. I think we may have an hour, and we may have 15 minutes. All I can do is laugh and say, glory to God. You are awesome. You are wonderful. You are glorious. Hallelujah. We trust you, Lord God. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. So we were talking about the Anointed Pandemic Babies on Wednesday. They'll be here Wednesday, 27th of September, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. So it has gone into overtime right now, which means that we may have a maximum of not one hour, but less than an hour here today. So very quickly, we're gonna have Pastor Price to come. Amen. So Pastor Price, we praise God for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God. And
welcome, Pastor Price.
Thank you. What I'll do, Apostle, is I'm gonna set up my microphone on my computer too, but it has to load up. And so my computer, I'm recording, getting ready to record it on my computer as I speak. But mine is still loading. It's kind of loading up right now. But as soon as it loads up, I'll begin on with it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you now. We thank you now. We worship you, Lord God. We give you praise, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, for working in the midst, Father God. Blessed be your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you praise, Father God. We give you glory, we give you thanks, and we give you honor in the name that's above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you, Apostle, for being able to be in your midst tonight, and we thank more than anything God being in the midst of us tonight by his Spirit and by his precious Holy Spirit. Lord God, as we just come tonight, I join my prayers with Apostle and all the saints of God tonight, that Heavenly Father, that you would move mightily by your Spirit tonight. We thank you and praise you tonight that no weapon that is formed against us or even in this particular service will prosper. We come and worship you as the one who's the greater one in us than anything or anybody that is in the world. We worship you tonight in the beauty of your holiness, thanking you, kind Heavenly Father, for your good and goodness, thanking you for your tender mercies, and thanking you, Lord God, for your amazing grace. We thank you, Lord God, for all of your manifold blessings, and we honor you tonight. And these next few moments that we have, Father God, to be able to share, we don't know if it's going to be 15 minutes. We don't know if it's going to be an hour, but or however long it is, we thank you for this special time. And we say, Lord, have your way tonight, as only you can be able to do it. And we worship you and thank you even in advance. So as we come tonight and we thank you, Lord, we dedicate this time to you. Lord God, you know how to get something done, and it don't take you all night to do what you have to have done. And we give you praise and glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God. We worship you tonight. We want to welcome you again and again. I want to thank you, Apostle, for the invitation. I'm so honored to be a part of this boot camp, Basic Training in Spiritual Warfare. This is our third week. We give glory to God. We want to thank God tonight, even tonight, that during this basic training and spiritual warfare, our key scripture for this time has been 2 Timothy 1 and verse 1 through 4. This is where the Bible fact, we introduce the Bible fact that the moment that we're saved and born again, God enlists us as soldiers and to his army. I heard, used to hear the older people say, and it's in the Word of God in Ecclesiastes and in the book of Matthew, it says, the race is not given to the swift nor the battle to the strong, but to him that endures. And this is what this whole boot camp is about, is being a good soldier who endures to the end. In 2 Timothy 2, verse 1 through 4, it says, glory to God, that we are to endure hardness as good soldiers of the Lord. Good soldiers, as a good soldier of the Lord. Glory to God. Hodrabasia. Isande de bede king and the doko odrabasia. Hodramandes de bede king and the doko odrabasia. Now, you wouldn't believe this, but I just lost the fullness of my whole scripture for that one a few minutes ago. So we are called to be endure hardness as good soldiers. That is, that word means endure and hardness. The word endure means to keep on keeping on, even during temptation, test, and trials. Listen, beloved ones that are here tonight, listen very carefully. God really wants us to be able to keep on keeping on. This is what this whole message of this basic training in spiritual warfare is about. It's for us to be good soldiers who will keep on keeping on in the midst of some of the most horrendous temptations, tests, and trials. He wants to encourage us. As we've seen, he wanted to encourage us, first of all, that we as soldiers are not in this alone. He said he is, the Word of God calls him our commander-in-chief. He's our captain of our salvation, the captain of our faith, and he is the great head of the church in Ephesians 1, 19 through 23. God says he is the one that's far above anything we will ever face, above principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, and above any wicked spirit that's in high places. God wants us to know, I'm with you. I don't want you worried about anything. He said, I don't want you fretting about anything. Do you know that that is a sin, to worry and fret when we're Christians, when we know that we have a God who the Word of God says all power in Matthew is given unto him? He said, all power is given unto him. And then he also says, the Word of God says, not only is he powerful in order to work on our behalf, but he's willing to work on our behalf. He said in Romans 8 and verse 32, God says, if I gave my son for you, how would I not also with him freely give you all things? He says, I want you to be encouraged this night. Be encouraged to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God, the God that made the heavens, the earth, the seas, is able to work behind the scene. We don't want to call God a liar, or we don't want to diminish and limit the Holy One of Israel. The children of Israel, it says, I believe in Psalm 78, they limited the Holy One of Israel. No matter what comes up in our lives, God said, know this, soldiers of the Lord, you are not in this alone. You are not alone. He said, I am working, even when you don't see me working. He said, that's what faith is all about. He said, faith is when you're trusting me with all your heart and leaning not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, you're acknowledging me, no matter what letter comes, no matter what news you might encounter, no matter what report may come, no matter how it may look and how it may seem. God is saying to us tonight, soldiers, be good soldiers. Keep on keeping on. Knowing this, I'm with you. And if I'm with you, you're more than a conqueror. If I'm with you, I'm the greater one that's in this situation. If I'm with you, I'm the one that's a very present help in time of trouble. He said, I'm with you. Hodrabasia. So he wanted, this is what this whole basic training in spiritual warfare is, that we can know how much as a, he's that we're in a warfare. We're called to be soldiers to endure and keep on keeping on in the midst of temptations, tests, and trials. But we must also know that we got a God who loved us so much he gave the very best he had to give. He's a God who's not only powerful and able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, but he says, I'm willing to work on your behalf. And so that's what he wants us to do. Last week, we covered that we have a vast new identity. God don't make no junk. God don't make no junk. Not only are we soldiers, but we're royal priests to the chosen generation. We're God's workmanship. You are God's work of art. I don't care if you don't do it like somebody else did it. I don't care if there's somebody else that may seem like they're prettier than you or more handsome than you or may slim. God chooses many times the least likely Sometimes when I look at ones that God has chosen, especially in the entertainment business, I just said, look at God, look at God. God will take somebody that other people may look like as a nobody, but because their lives are hid in him, God said, I don't care, you're not too old, you're not too young, you're not too fat, you're not too skinny. He said, you're my workmanship. I made you just the way you are. You're my work of art. Say that with me. I'm God's work of art. Say that with me again. I'm God's masterpiece. And God said, I'll use you for my service and for my glory. He said, your identity is so vast and great that we need to do research. Every time you see in the Bible, in Christ, in him, hallelujah, in whom, that's where our identity, because our identity will determine the very direction that we go in our lives. If we think we're nothing or nobody, if we think we're worthless and we buy that lie, then we'll go in that direction. But when he said, they that do know their God will be strong and do exploits, and those that do know who they are in Christ will also be strong and do exploits. So that's what we cover. Now today, on week 3, we're covering 10 of the weapons of our warfare. Remember, there is a war going on. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-6, it says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God wants us to know, listen. God wants us to know that this warfare that we're in is not with flesh and blood. It's not with our wife, our husband, our children. Not with our mom, our dad, our sister, our brother, our cousins, our coworkers, our neighbors, our pastor, our congregation. It's not even with our dog or cat, because we can get some dogs and cats that the enemy will try to get on. But we have an enemy, who goes to and fro, up and down, seeking whom he may devour. But God says, be encouraged, because I'm the greater one in you. I'm greater than anything the enemy can bring your way. We've got to know whose we are and who we belong to. And that he's the greater one that's in us, and that he loves us so much. Who loves you, baby? Who loves you? Jesus loves you. This I know. Hallelujah, for the Bible tells me so. Hallelujah. So we're going over 10 of the weapons. But before I go over the 10, the first, and go, maybe I may go in depth, I may not. But I have 18 listed. If you ever look on my page, you'll see them, a flyer, our graphic that has 18 of them. But we're only going to cover 10, hopefully close. We may not even be able to do that today. But the 10 weapons of our warfare, I've got 18 so far. The name of Jesus Christ is a weapon. The blood of Jesus Christ, the word of God, worship and praise, prayer of agreement is a weapon. Intercession in other tongues is a weapon. The sowing of a special seed is a weapon. Fasting is a weapon with prayer. Our mouth is a special weapon. And the canopy of God's glory as a defense is one of the weapons. Faith is a, we're not gonna, this is the 11th one. We're not going to go in depth in that tonight. But the word says this is a victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So faith is not only a part of the armor, that shield of faith. He said, above all else, taking the shield of faith that you may be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. But faith is also one of the weapons of our warfare, because we overcome with our faith. Then love is one of the weapons of our warfare. Love covers over a multitude of sins. That's why love is so important. It's the fuel of our faith. Then peace is one of the weapons of our warfare, because God's peace will mount guard and keep and guard our hearts and our minds. Then our testimony is one of the weapons of our warfare. For the word of God says, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Then joy is one of the weapons of our, that's an important weapon, because if you have little joy, you'll have little strength. You have no joy, you'll have no strength. But if you have much joy, you'll have much strength. He said, the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's an important weapon. Grace is one of the weapons of our warfare. Grace in Zechariah 4, verse 7 is like a mountain level. He began to speak, grace, grace, grace. There are situations when people are in the hospital or when we're going on a job. Speak grace. Just say, grace, grace, grace to that mountain. Go back and read Zechariah 4:7 when you get a chance. One, another weapon of our warfare, that 17th one, is casting down vain imaginations, every high thought, because the biggest warfare is between our ears in the mind. And so we have to cast down, that's a weapon, cast down vain imaginations and every high thought that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And then we have to watch. Watching and praying is a weapon of our warfare. In Luke 21:36 and Mark 9 and verse 21. Now, as we go through this, I want to go really quickly through these if I can. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The 10, the first 10 that we're talking about going through. Glory to God. The name of Jesus. The first one, the first weapon that's so important is the name that carries power in three worlds. Wherefore, Philippians 2, verse 9 through 11, it says, wherefore God also has highly exalted him, that's Jesus, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. We've got to remember that the name of Jesus is so powerful. That's why it says in John 1 and verse 12, he said, as many as have received Jesus, to receive him, to them has he given the right to become children of God. And then it says, to as many as have believed on his name. We've got to believe on Jesus and believe on his name, the powerfulness of his name. I often call the name of Jesus one of the most powerful weapons that we can have. Because in Mark 17, the word of God says, and starting with Mark 16 and verse 17, Jesus said that these are the signs that follow those who believe in him. He said, in my name. He has now given us delegated authority to use his name, the name that's above all names, that carries power in three realms. Say with me, the name of Jesus, that's right, the name of Jesus carries power in three realms, R-E-A-L-M-S, three realms, in the heaven, in the earth, and under the earth. Sometimes if you can't say, but Jesus, Jesus, he conquered the whole shata. That name carries power. I've been in places where all I could say was Jesus. And I say the name of Jesus even now go to work and move on our behalf. Glory to God. And when he's given us now delegated authority to use the name of Jesus as the captain of our salvation and the captain of our faith, Jesus is our great example of how to use that authority and power that he has given us. Jesus would rebuke a thing. He would give a charge, a command, and an order. He set the pace. He is our example, our great example. In Mark 4 and verse 39, Jesus rebuked the wind and the waves and commanded and ordered them to be quiet and to be still. He said, peace be still. And even the winds and the waves obeyed him. Glory to God. Glory to God. In Mark 9, verse 17 through 27, Jesus rebuked that suicide and dumb and deaf spirit that had often thrown a little boy into the fire and into the waters to destroy him, and charged and commanded that spirit to come out of him and enter no more into him. In Mark 9:25, when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou deaf and dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. The disciples watched Jesus, and they followed his example in Acts 3, verse 1 through 16. And in Acts 3, verse 6 through 8, glory to God. And in Acts 16 and verse 18, the word of God, there was a woman following Paul, and she was saying things, and she did it for many days. But Paul became greatly annoyed and turned and said to the Spirit, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. Glory to God. I thought about last night, right at the 9 in the morning, about 5-something this morning, something came and swooped up on me. I'm telling you, it swooped up on me around my neck as if it was trying to choke me. And I remember God rose up big inside of me. And I said, in the name of Jesus, I command you, get off of me. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you. I command you to leave me now. You and all legions of whatever spirit you are, you get off of me now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hold up the Hashata. Then out through the day, I saw that this spirit, I just came from traveling. I've been in going to a wedding, my granddaughter's wedding. I've been around a lot of people, even though I wore masks. But then I went to my class reunion. I've been traveling around all kinds of people. And the enemy was trying to bring whatever this is to try to come against me. But I had to stand and take my stand in God and in his word. Hold it up, I see you. That's a part of that enduring, to be able to stand on God and on his word in the name of Jesus. I woke up my whole household. Oh, Lord, have mercy. They were saying, what's wrong, mama? What's wrong, mama? Glory to God. But we too are called. In Acts 3:16, it says, and his name through faith in his name has made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him has given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. God says we got to have faith in him and in his name and know that the name. So if something cuts off, they said the thing might cut off any time. But if you didn't get but this weapon, he caught it in a whole shot. If you didn't get but this weapon, that the name of Jesus carries power in three realms. And we've been given delegated authority by Jesus to use his name. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. The second weapon that we'll cover in this short time is the blood of Jesus. And old folks used to say, the blood still works. Glory to God. It says in Revelation 12:11, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb. When we plead the blood of Jesus, it is like a legal term in the court of law. In the courts, when we plead the Fifth Amendment, which means that we have the right to not incriminate ourselves in a court of law. When we plead the blood of Jesus, we're saying that all that Jesus shed his blood for us belongs to us. And that anything contrary to that has no right to remain upon us. I begin to plead the blood of Jesus over my nasal passages, over my nose, down into my lungs, my bronchial tubes, over my throat, the blood of Jesus. The blood is prevailing in my body from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. The blood of Jesus is prevailing over my finances. The name of Jesus is prevailing over my finances, over my body, over my mind, over my children, over my family. We plead the blood of Jesus. Say with me, I plead the blood of Jesus. He conquered the whole shots out. So when we plead the blood of Jesus, glory to God, we're saying everything that Jesus provided for us is in that blood, has been covered by that blood, and we plead the blood of Jesus. Then number three, the word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. The word of God is not only an integral part of the weapon of our war, of our armor, which, Lord willing, we'll cover next week, but it is also a part of our weapons. The word of God is called the sword of the Spirit. In the book of Revelation, it says when Jesus was on that horse coming in, out of his mouth came a sharp two-edged sword. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God's word is alive, it says in Hebrews 4:12. It's powerful. It's active. It's operative. It's energizing. God's word is able to do the job and able to do it well. God says in one translation in Jeremiah 23:29, he said, is my word not like a fire that consumes everything that cannot endure the test? He said, is not my word like a hammer that breaketh the most stubborn rocks into pieces of resistance, into pieces? When we begin to say what God says in the word of God, in Jeremiah 1:12, he said, when you say what I say, I'm watching over my word to perform it. He said, I'll hasten to perform my word as you speak my word out. See, if we don't get but to the first three, the name of Jesus, you got to get that, carries power in three worlds. The blood of Jesus that still works and is speaking. The word of God says the blood speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Abel's blood cried out for vengeance, but Jesus' blood cries out for victory for us in every area. And then the word of God, because all heaven backs the word of God. Jeremiah 1:12 says the Father is watching over his word to perform it. That another translation says he hastens to perform his word. I love Psalm 147 and verse 15 says that God's word runs swiftly. One translation said God's word flies. When we begin to speak what God says, that's why The devil has tried for so long to keep us from speaking the word of God, from confessing the word of God. They've called it name it and claim it, blab it and grab it. They've called it the word of faith movement. But let me tell you, this is not a movement when we're talking about speaking the word of God. Because God's word, when you apply it, will begin to consume like a fire everything that cannot endure the test. Even by simply saying, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed, I'm whole, I'm well, I'm sound, and every cell and organ and system of my body, from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, I walk by faith and not by sight. Jesus, you were wounded from my transgressions. You were bruised from my iniquities. The chastisement of my peace was upon you, and by your stripes I am and I were healed. We have to say what God said about it, because the Father is watching over his word. Jesus Christ, it says in Galatians 3:1, is the apostle and the high priest of the words of our mouth. He's the one that's the sent one. Apostle means the sent one. He is the sent one who was sent to be able to bring in his word to pass as we speak them forth. The precious Holy Spirit is the building constructor. He's the one that takes the word of God as we speak it. He said, I can build it. In Genesis 1:1-3, it says that the Holy Spirit was just hovering over the chaos, over the deep, waiting on one thing, for the word to be spoken. And when he said, let there be light, there was light, and it was good. Hallelujah. God is saying to us tonight, use that weapon of speaking what my word says about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And then the word of God says that the ministering angels, remember, all heaven backs the word of God as you speak it forth. All heaven backs the word of God as we speak it forth. And then it says that the ministering angels in Psalms 103 and verse 20, where it says the angels listen and hearken to the voice of God's word. Oh, we got all heaven backing the word of God. God's word will move swiftly. Then the fourth weapon, if we can make it on, however far I get on it, it's all right. The fourth weapon is worship and praise. Saints of God, if I got to stop right here with that fourth weapon, I want you to know that you may be just one praise away from your victory. There are times that we're waiting on things for years and years and years. We believe God, we trust God, because we must have patience. We patiently. But once we've gotten into place, once we began to, Romans 4:17, speak those things that be not as though they were. Once we begin to agree with God and with his word, manifestations should take place. And the Lord began to minister to me. He said, one of the things that causes for manifestations to come quickly, is when we begin to worship and to praise him. 2 Chronicles 20:22 says, and when they begin to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. They began to turn against one another. And the victory was given as they began to say, praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. Say that with me. Praise you, Lord, for your mercy endures forever. We can say, thank you, Lord, for supplying every one of my needs. Thank you, Lord, for healing me in my body. Thank you, Lord, for healing me in my lungs, my bronchial tubes, in my nasal passages, in my sinuses. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, for your peace that passes all understanding. That's why we have to know that when we begin to praise God, pressure is put in the spirit, because it's an act of our faith in obedience to the word of God. When you praise God, it'll cause things to manifest quickly. Some of us and some of you are right now just one praise away from your victory. We need to be, yes, we stay in the word and we meditate day and night in the word to observe to do according to all that is written therein. And the word says we'll make our way prosperous. We'll have good success. So we do stay in that word of God. The name of Jesus is important. The word of God, the blood of Jesus is important. The word of God is important. And then once you marry all these things together and you begin to worship God, and let me say this to you, the word of God says God lives in the praises of his people. He inhabits the praises of his people. One translation says he is enthroned upon the praises of his people. When you begin to worship him, manifestation will begin to come. There are some of you right now that God is getting ready to move you into your brand new house of your desire. And as you begin to worship him and say, Lord, I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for my new home. I worship you, glory to God, because the word of God says strong faith believes God and gives glory. I heard a man named Kenneth Hagin ask the question. He said, how many of you have strong faith? And then he began to read the scripture where it said that strong faith believes. He said, are you a believer? And everybody raised their hand. Then he said, can I ask you something? He said, can any of you give glory to God? And we all said, hallelujah. We were in Anaheim, California. Hallelujah. Yes, we can give glory to God. He said, then you got strong faith. Because strong faith believes God and gives glory to God. And God said to me, the Lord said to my heart, he said, Helen, that's the one. He said, that's what happens. He said, I'll do things. He said, people are putting it off for a long time. He said, I'll do things if you'll worship me. I'll move quickly as you worship me because I live in the praises of my people. God said in the word, if you'll delight yourself in him, he'll give you the very desires of your heart. How you going to delight yourself in God? But to sing psalms and hymns, making melody in your heart unto the Lord. Spending time with the one who loves you. Glory to God. Worshiping him. Showing him your faith. Lord, I thank you, Lord God. You're supplying every need. You're healing my marriage, Lord God. You're healing my mind. You're healing my leg. You're healing my knee. You're healing my body. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hold it up, I see it. I hear some people, and they'll say, ha, ha, ha. Just say, ha, ha, ha. And then the Lord led me with this. He said, because H-A is the first part of hallelujah, you might as well put the hallelujah because the hallelujah is the highest praise. So I would say, hallelujah. He called it the whole shaka. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They said one man answers his phone when he doesn't say hello. He said, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh, my soul. And they said, well, why you say all that? He said, I'm getting my praise out as soon as I get on before I talk about anything else. He's giving glory to God. There's some of you that need to start listening to your worship and praise music more. There's some of you in the midst of whatever you're going through right now, singing and making melody in your heart. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh, my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what you hear. Let it be a sweet sweet sound in your ear. There's so many songs that will just bubble up in you as you begin, and you're worshiping him. And remember, he lives in the praises of his people. He's enthroned. Go check it out. It's so easy to do. All you got to do is Google about God is enthroned in the praises of his people. God lives in the praises of his people. God inhabits the praises of his people. And the Lord said, if we will worship him and praise him, we will see quicker manifestation. See, over in Africa, some of the people, they'll just go on and praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And they go, and they have manifestations on tremendous levels. But there's some people, not everybody. I heard one woman say, well, we got to have worship and praise anyway. Why can't we just go on and get into the word? That's somebody that don't know nothing. That's somebody that don't know what's going on. Because when we worship God, he said, I live in the praises of my people. He under the whole shot. He manifests himself. Hallelujah. 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 Take your praise break right now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory and honor. Praises and dominion, majesty and glory to the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the bright and morning star, the lily of the valley, the blessed and only potentate, the one who is and was and is to come. Glory, hallelujah. He's found. The Lord, there's nobody like you. There's nobody like you, Lord God. Oh, take some time and worship him, and you're going to see some manifestations because worship and praise, you may be just one praise away from all that you have asked God for. One praise away from your victory. Remember again, praise and worship is also an expression of our faith and trust in God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Hold on, Mandeste, Bere Kiganda. Hold on, Mandeste, Bere Kiganda. Blessed be your name, Lord God. I don't even know if we're still on. Apostle, are you still on here? Apostle,
yes,
are you still on
we
here?
We are still on.
Oh.
Yes, we are
all
still
right.
on. We probably in 11 minutes, everything's going to shut down.
All right. Thank you, Apostle. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So we'll go quickly with our fifth weapon of our warfare that we're covering is a prayer of agreement. And the army, whenever anybody lists in the army or in the services, they get a battle buddy. They got somebody who can have their back and can stand with them. And God, he says in Matthew 18 and verse 19, again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven. The old people used to say this, sometimes we got a double team upon the enemy of our souls. In the army, every soldier has a battle buddy, someone who has their back. And we've got people that God has raised up to be our battle buddies. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need battle buddies in the spirit. We're not lone rangers. There's power in united prayer. Deuteronomy 32 and verse 30 says, how could one man pursue 1,000 or two put 10,000 to flight unless their rock had sold them, unless the Lord had given them up? Joshua 3:23-10 says, one of you could put 1,000 to flight because the Lord your God fights for you just as he promised. Leviticus 26 and verse 8 says, 5 of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight. Your enemies shall fall by the sword before you. Then our sixth weapon of our warfare is intercession in other tongues. Romans 8:26 says, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses. But we don't know what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Our next weapon is number 7, the sword of a special seed. And Cornelius, he had given his money and his prayers. And God sent an angel to him to tell him that his prayers and his giving had come up as a memorial before God. And he told him what to do, who to send for, so that he might be saved. As a result of his giving, not only was Cornelius saved, but his whole household. Seeds, God said, as long in Genesis 8:22, as long as the earth remains, seed time and harvest will always remain. I'm telling you, you can sow a seed. I remember at the beginning of this month, the Lord said to me, get seeds out. Get them out, Helen. Get them out. There are seeds God wants you to get out. You ask God, ask him who that seed is. Who's your seed bed? But get seeds out. And do it for more than one if he tells you to do it. But sow your seed. And that's a part of our weapons of our warfare. Then in number 8, prayer with fasting. After Jesus had gone into the house, his disciples asked him in Mark 9:28-29, asked him privately, why couldn't we drive it out? And verse 29 is very simple as it can be. He said, this kind cannot come out except by prayer and fasting. By prayer and fasting. That's one of the weapons of our warfare. Then number 9, our mouth is a special weapon. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life is in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That's why we must learn the language of faith. In 2 Corinthians 4, verse 13 says, we have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. You will always place yourself by what comes out of your mouth. Whatever is in abundance in your heart, you can always just listen to yourself. We listen to ourselves, and we'll find out where we are, what comes out of our mouth. And we have to make adjustments so that we will speak in line with God and with his word. And then lastly, the last 10th one, each one I could go into much more. As soon as the last one that we're going to is at the canopy of God's glory as a defense. There was a man that was in the jungles and in the jungles ministering, and the mosquitoes were so big, and he began to cry out to God, what are we going to do, Daddy God? All these mosquitoes. And the Lord said, pray the canopy of my glory as a defense against these mosquitoes. Hallelujah. Pray my glory. It says the canopy of God's glory. He said the mosquitoes would come at him. But when they would come at him, he said they would get so close and then they would turn around. We have to be able to pray the canopy of God's glory against all weakness, sickness, and disease. The canopy of God's glory over our finances against poverty, lack, and want, and not enough, and insufficiency. We pray the canopy of God's glory as a defense against every disturbance of peace and joy and every single bondage and every single habit and everything that is not of God. Isaiah 4 and verse 5 and 6 says, and the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion And upon her assemblies, a cloud and a smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be of defense. Upon all the glory shall be of defense. Let me say this before I leave from this little part of where I'm at right now. I went through the translations, different translations, to be able to look about the canopy of God's glory as a defense. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And how to pray it. And I pray the canopy of God's glory over you and me, each one of us, as a defense. It says a protection, a place of refuge, a pavilion, a shelter, shadow and shade from the daytime heat, a covering from every storm and rain, a defense and a covering of your divine love and protection. Go back and look at Isaiah 4, verse 5 and 6, and look it up in different translations about the canopy of God's glory. For I pray the canopy of God's glory as a defense over each one of us tonight. Lord, we love you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for even though we've gone and we may not have done it in the way that maybe we might have thought could have been done, and that we thank you even for giving us, even during this time, we've been on 36 minutes and ministering on this, so you still gave us good time. I ask your blessings upon each man, woman, and boy, and girl. If you're listening tonight and you have never given your heart and life to Jesus, the word of God says in Romans 10:17, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Would you pray this prayer with me tonight and say, dear Lord Jesus, that's right. Say, dear Lord Jesus, this night I receive you as my Savior, my Lord, and my God. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I do believe that God raised you from the dead. This night, I give my heart and life to you. I repent of all my sins. I no longer want to go my way, the world's way, or the devil's way. Lord, I want to go your way. And I thank you now. And if you have prayed that prayer with me, even tonight, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend and commend you to God, to the word of his grace, that's able to keep you, guard, defend, preserve, and protect you, and to give you that inheritance among all them that are set apart in Christ. Apostle, I turn it back over into your hands in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much, Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. So much was said today. And in a little bit of time, some of you may have some questions or comments. We'll catch you next time. Just write them down, and we'll get back with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we do have some extra. We got 3 minutes. Amen. So maybe I will just open the line for the next 3 minutes, and then we'll go ahead, or next 2 minutes, and then we'll close in prayer. Minister Rachel, Pastor Catherine is here. If you wanted to say something, the line is open.
Well, praise God.
You got
God.
A few minutes here. Amen.
Well, praise God. The service was so annoying, Pastor Helen. And I tell you, yes. The anointing was just upon you. But really what stuck out to me tonight was that worship time. I tell you, thank you
yes.
so much. That worship time, that hit me. There was something else hit me last night, but this is different. So I just want to tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Once again, God bless you, and may God continue to use you. And all the prophetic words that you gave tonight, may they return to you in Jesus' name. Love you.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love you too.
Amen. Amen. Minister Rachel, did you want to say anything in family?
Oh, I got to say hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you, God, for making this covenant faith. Thank you, steady God, for God in this ministry. Oh, my dear. God is awesome.
Amen. Everything is going to shut down in a few seconds. Love you so much. Thank you.
Me too.
Thank you. Amen. Praise God. Love you all. Have a blessed night. Keep praising the Lord. You may be one praise away, hallelujah, from your miracle. Hallelujah.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh?